RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 8:37, Des is back.
Yeah, Audrey, we're going to start with reaction to the World Snooker Final last night. And Ronnie O'Sullivan claimed his seventh world title with an 18-13 win over Judd Trump. And O'Sullivan now equals Stephen Hendry's record in the modern era. O'Sullivan, who's 46, also becomes the oldest world champion in Crucible history. Ray Reardon was the previous one. He was 45. I was saying earlier that when Ray Reardon won it at 45 in the 70s, I thought he was an ancient man, but there you go. Trump won six of the afternoon eight frames to really set up a tense evening, because Trump brought it back to 14-11 in the match, but O'Sullivan then sealed victory and the £500,000 top prize as he took four of the evening's first six frames. He was asked afterwards if he has now set his eyes on a record eighth title.
I honestly don't have targets, and I was saying to Robbie back there, I said, you know what, I've loved every tournament this year, even the ones down at Leicester, because it's under the radar and I just love playing. This has just brought out the worst in me, to be honest with you. I've detached emotionally for the last 7-8 years. I do treat every tournament like a training camp. I do my gym, do my running. I eat good food. You know, I like to win, but it's not the being end. I love competing with the guys. I love being around the guys. But this just brings out the worst in me. So I don't know if it's a good idea, but we'll probably go again next year, because I'm glad for punishment.
And I'll tell you what, Luca's in your corner tonight. What does it mean to have your dad and your kids here?
Got the three runners here tonight and little Lily. Yeah, he was four when he first came here. Little glasses on him, getting the old tongue out.
I remember.
Yeah, look at him, bigger feet than me. More handsome. She's a sweetheart. Grown up, beautiful children. They're fantastic. And there's the dad as well.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It's all his fault.
I tell you what, Ronnie, there are moments in sport, not just in snooker, that I think anybody who's in this room and everybody watching at home will say that this has been an absolute honour and privilege to see you achieve this tonight. This is heaven for the Rocket. Mission accomplished, Mr. O'Sullivan. Your champion.
Yeah, great win for him. Now, in soccer, as a result of yesterday's decision that Russia will have no clubs in next season's UEFA competitions, St. Patrick's Athletic got a significant boost. They will now enter the Europa Conference League in the second qualifying round rather than the first. There's a financial boost attached to that. St. Pat's will now be guaranteed €450,000, even if they lose that tie, but should they progress to the next round, they would be guaranteed at least €850,000. Meanwhile, the top two sides in the First Division, Cork City and Galway United, both won again yesterday. Cork City beat Treaty United 3-0. Galway United beat Longford Town 2-0, so Cork lead Galway by 3 points. Galway have a game in hand. The other game saw Waterford, who played the entire second half with 10 men, beat Athlone 1-0, and Wexford and Bray Wanderers drew one apiece. In the English Premier League last night, Manchester United beat Brentford 3-0, the biggest win of Ralf Rangnick's reign in his final home match at Old Trafford. A brilliant opener from Bruno Fernandes was followed by a second-half penalty from Cristiano Ronaldo and Raphael Varane's first United goal as they cruised to victory. It ends a frustrating spell in charge for Rangnick, so it's interesting to hear how he reflects on it all.
Well, in the end, I'm not happy with the results, especially in the last four or five weeks. I think until the West Ham game, we were still in the race in three competitions. We would have had the chance to proceed in the Champions League. But I think the first setback was the loss in the Cup on penalties against Middlesbrough. And that we lost against Atletico in the Champions League, yes, that was also a setback. But I think we had good moments, as I said, until the West Ham game. We were in the race in three competitions. We conceded less goals, but in the last couple of weeks, the performances were not as good as they should have been. Today, and at times also against Chelsea now, we were better. But in general, we just lack consistency.
In the Championship, Fulham clinched the title with a 7-0 home win over Luton. Alexander Mitrovic scored twice to move to 43 goals for the season. Well, the big game tonight sees Liverpool take a 2-0 lead to Villarreal for the second leg of their Champions League semi-final. The Liverpool defender Trent Alexander-Arnold says they will not take anything for granted despite their great current form.
It's easy to kind of get that complacency of, you know, we've got world-class players, world-class staff, a world-class manager. this is our third semi-final in 5 years, so probably going to get there again, and we will get there again, so it doesn't really matter. But that's not the case for us. It's like you said, you don't know if we are going to get this opportunity, but we're in a really good position right now, so we need to make the most of it and make sure that we change that from the semi-final to making it to another final.
That game's live on RTE. There was great drama in the Leinster under 20 hurling semi-finals. Kilkenny beat Galway by 128-127 after extra time. Wexford also winning by a point. They beat Dublin 115-114. In rugby, hooker Ronan Kelleher and second rows James Ryan and Ryan Baird are back training for Leinster and in the mix for selection ahead of Saturday's big Champions Cup quarter-final away to the English league leaders Leicester. In racing, Lafayette came from last to first to win the Moores Bridge Stakes for Noel Mead at the Curra, and Buckaroo booked a potential Irish 2000 Guineas challenge as he got back to winning ways with a stylish victory in the Tetrarch Stakes. The racing action this afternoon is in Ballinrobe, Mary. It starts at 4:50.